warm enough out there? You want the 30-minute or the 30-second version? That's what I thought. That's what I'm voting on, too. Thank you, Don, and thank you and the members of the legislature who are here. I know President Pro Tem Eric Johnson's out here, and I see other members, and I want to thank them for accepting the challenge and funding these areas of need, and we know of really no bigger need than right here at 316 and 85. I want to thank the partnership that we have with local governments. And from former board members and former DOT commissioners. It's been a while coming, and this is the harvest of that. And Dana and Harold and I and John are here at the beginning, and we look forward to it being done very, very quickly. You know, we often describe our roadways as kind of the circulatory system of the state. We've got major arteries and so forth, and probably Spaghetti Junction would be the heart. But you have to have blood flowing to the heart, and we've detected a blockage out here. And we got to go undergo some surgery and put some bypasses in that would help us get the feeling more healthy again and flowing more healthy so that we can continue to energize the economy of this area and also the state. And the DOT has gone to great pains to inconvenience the public the least as could be. And one of the most impressive things that I've heard from them is they coordinated with the University of Georgia football. There's not going to be any work on game day, guys. So we want to make sure y'all knew that, but that's important. But I want to thank once again. We spent about $745 million recently getting these fast-forwarded projects going, and they're working out more in the pipeline, $147 million. I mean, we're putting it out here, and this is going to be, I know it seems like a long time, but we know it'll go by quickly, and what a relief it'll be. The blood will flow faster, the cars will flow faster, and we'll all be healthier, a healthier Georgia as we go. So once again, I appreciate the leadership of Mayor Commissioner Lennon-Call, our board members, Dana, and your district, and all of our board members who have been there. Congressman Linder, your leadership and work on this area, and certainly Senator Balfour, Chairman Bannister, all the partnerships that have gone on make a difference. The new degree of cooperation between our transportation partners, public and private, is what's brought Georgia's transportation team to where we are, making it possible for projects like this to get going and get finished quickly. And I just want to tell y'all, I will not accept the fact that we will allow traffic to choke this cute community in this state. We're rejecting it, and we're acting on it, and we're going to make a difference on it. So thank y'all very much.